Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome. We're blessed to be on the internet program tonight.
Amen.
Bible questions and answers. I'm Brother Lewis Parker IV, ministering evangelist to the Darien Loop Church of Christ. We have on air Brother L.C. Parker Jr. from Darien Loop Church of Christ, as well as Brother Jay Johnson and Brother William, both of Wharton, Texas, the Church of Christ there. So we're just blessed to have everyone on. Also, we have Brother Horace Robbins of the minister to the Berkshire Church of Christ. I'm not sure if he's on there tonight. And also Brother P.E. Stewart of the West End Church of Christ in near the Heights, Houston, Texas. So tonight is a night that's set aside for Bible questions and answers. If you have a Bible question, just call in, and we'll give you a Bible answer. So we're just so blessed to have so many marvelous gospel preachers on air tonight. And let us pause for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we approach your throne in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you for this day, the opportunity to preach your word. And Father, we just pray that your word not fall on deaf ears. Bless all listeners, bless all. And let us strive to do your will your way. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
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 Amen. God is a good God, y'all, and we're just so blessed to be able to be ministers of his word. And one of the things about being a minister of God's word is that it's our job, it's our obligation, really, to preach what thus saith the Lord, not preach ourselves, not preach what we want, not preach what's popular, not preach what makes people feel good, but preach the unadulterated, pure word of God. And that's something that's, you know, important for any man of the gospel to consider, is that we have to preach the word of God, because the word of God, at the end of the day, is not our word, and it's not our word that's going to save people in the end. So therefore, if we're going to preach God's word, we have to preach it in its purest form and its simplicity. Let me see if we have any questions at this point. You could press 1 if you have any questions or comments. Press 1, and our administrator, Brother Brown, will put you through any questions, any comments.
No, not at this time.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll pass it on to Brother L.C. Parker, Jr.
Yes, it's just a very good program we're having, and we appreciate all of the speakers here, and especially Brother Johnson, Brother Williams, who are very indoctrinated preachers of the gospel, and that's wonderful. And I'm sure Brother Parker myself, we've been in years. He started when he was 9, I started when I was 8. I'm his dad, and he's been preaching quite a long time. But we just thank God for the opportunity. For those that might be listening or recording it, we know that. I've heard some preachers call me and talk to them, and I'm sure that they got a recording or some member there or something told them about it. You know, because, you know, when you preach the doctrine of Christ, you're preaching that which God only commanded man to do. All of the rest of the so-called doctrine that are not from the Bible are man-made churches and organizations, and they will not stand during the day of judgment. We have Brother Johnson, Brother Williams, both with us from Wharton, from the Partition Church of Christ, and we want to turn it over now to Brother Johnson. Let him kick us off. Brother Johnson.
Yes, sir. I'll read from John, the 12th chapter. And I want you to listen to what John has to say from the 12th chapter. I want to start at verse 46 to verse 48. And he says here in Jesus' word, saying, I am the light. Let me read that again. I come as a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I come to the world but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Jesus is talking here about his word, about himself, really.
Yes.
He's telling us something here that we need to really check into. I like where he said this. He says, he that rejecteth me and receives not my word has one that will judge him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days.
Yes.
We are living in the last days.
Yes.
And when we refuse Jesus Christ's word, he has a right to judge us because he put it in a book and expects us to obey still.
Amen.
We got folk today do not want to hear what Jesus got to say.
Amen.
Yes.
In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, he said, though he were a son, he learned obedience by the things he suffered. He became the author and finisher of our salvation to them that obey him.
Yes.
We have to obey the word of God.
Amen.
Men are trying to get away from it, but it won't work. There's a nurse that comes by and check on me once a week, and she tells me she's a deacon in the church. I want to show you something. I asked her a question, and, you know, we talked a little bit. So I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. I said, I'm going to give you some scriptures. And she took the scriptures politely, and she put them in the thing with her cell phone. I said, the next time you come by the apartment, I want to hear from what those scriptures have said to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said, yeah, if I got any questions, I will ask you personally, okay?
Man.
Well, I'm finna challenge something here. I asked another lady today when I was sitting outside. I said, ma'am, what church you belong to? She told me that she belongs to some rock church. Now, I don't know what it is. I don't know why it's really located, but it's right here in Morton somewhere.
Yeah.
They got so many churches here in Morton. Quote me on that.
Mm-hmm.
When I get another opportunity, Brother Parker, I'm finna jump the bone. I'm finna get on it. See, all you got to do is tell me one time what church you belong to. The next time, we're going to find out where you're at.
All right.
Huh?
Amen.
See, I'm not afraid of a man.
Yes.
But I fear God. Huh?
Amen.
Yes.
10 and verse 28 say, fear him that is able to kill both body and soul in hell. I don't fear the man, but I do fear God.
Yeah.
Amen.
You don't have to start asking questions when these folks come up with their religion.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, we're going to be held for it because we know that their religion is wrong. And me personally, I'm going to ask you. So I'm not afraid, like I said. If I get another chance to talk to her, if I see her tomorrow, I usually go outside. And if I see her tomorrow, I'm going to ask her if she want to have a Bible study.
Yes.
And if she tell me, the scripture's got to come.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Bible got to come. I don't go nowhere without my Bible. I got a witness sitting right here at the table with me. Brother William knows that.
Yes.
And I read it every day. They ain't going to get by with the scriptures.
Amen.
You see, we're going to have to start preaching more and more and more. You see, God is expecting us to open our mouths.
Yes.
And speak the word. He said, I will give you a mouth of wisdom. Luke 21 and verse number 15.
Yes.
Amen. I will give you a mouth. You can open it for eating, can't you?
Yes.
Excuse me. You can open it for talking.
Yes.
But when it's time to tell somebody about God, your mouth is sealed up.
Amen.
Jesus is putting us to the challenge now. We must tell the people. See, I'm not worried about a building Brother Parker.
Yeah.
I want the soul of men. Because men are now shutting down some of their buildings in the churches of Christ. Because
Amen.
They ain't filling them up, so they got to let them go.
Yeah.
Jesus said, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Yes.
He that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16, verse 15 and 16. And Matthew 28, beginning at verse 18 through 20.
Yes.
He said, all power, not some, not a little bit.
Amen.
All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Yes.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, not some, not
yes.
a few, not black and white, not Chinese and red, but all nations.
Yes.
Teach all nations. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Huh? You got to baptize them.
Yes.
If we don't baptize folks, we're not preaching the gospel. We're not teaching
Amen.
The word of God.
Yes.
We're teaching the wrong thing. You see, denomination don't believe in baptism.
Amen.
The Christ gives soldiers that they like they don't believe in it. They
yeah.
get soft on it.
Amen.
But Jesus Christ said baptize them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And when they become baptized, they are no longer whatever you want to call them. They are all Christians.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian.
That's right.
That's what I am. And I'm a saint. But you know
Amen.
What? We got some of our brethren. Well, man, you know, I ain't no saint, but yes, you are if you in Christ.
In Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
S-A-I-N-T.
Yes.
I don't know why these brothers picking up all this little slang accusation. But you know what? They better come off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you keep saying that, you're going to believe it yourself,
yeah.
and you're going to end
yeah.
up going to hell anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
Amen.
When we preach the word and convert folk to Christ, you know that puts a smile on God's face.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You see, God's smiling on his preachers now because God's going to do something.
Yeah.
You see this big old tornado and all these hurricanes
okay.
coming?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
We better get to preaching the word.
Amen.
Because the
Amen.
Word is here. God ain't for no play. He gonna let a lot of other things happen. The way
Amen.
The word.
Amen.
Yeah. And we need to wake up. We need to wake the church up.
Amen.
Good almost. Because we got a lot of folk in the Church of Christ is keeping the church building too much company. And then
yes.
not just teaching the word.
Amen.
Amen.
And being lost in sin. Huh? The
Amen.
Bible is right.
Yes.
You know the Bible is true. True in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And yet men will not preach the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with this book? The Bible tells me in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 1. It says, if you have been risen with Christ,
yeah.
seek those things which are above.
Mm-hmm.
We get too much worldliness now. It's coming in the church.
Mm. Yes.
The world is coming in the church. God ain't pleased with that.
Nope.
Yes.
Got brothers and sisters in the church living and shacking up together.
Mm.
I'm going to say it
again.
Worldliness.
And bringing it in the church.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. God is looking at it. You ain't getting away with it. You know what,
Amen.
Brother Paul? It ain't nothing wrong with the ship and the water, but when the water come in the ship, you got a problem.
Yes.
That's what sin is.
Uh-huh.
Sin is tearing up the church.
Yes.
Amen.
Church of Christ said, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Oh, there's something wrong with it, because
yeah.
God ain't pleased at it.
Amen.
Marriage is still on the board of direction.
It's on
the direction.
Amen.
He ain't tell you to get married to no homosexual and thing. He told
Amen.
You to watch for one man. Huh?
Yeah.
Amen.
Our folks today want to do all kind of things. God didn't tell you to do that.
Amen.
You got your wife, that's all you need. Huh?
Yep.
I got a wife that's on me. I don't need no 5-6 other women.
Amen.
I don't need nobody else, Brother William. All I need is my wife and God.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Me and got 5-6 girlfriends and then jump up and marry 5-6 women. That's my wife. No, she's not.
Amen.
Think about the woman in the chapter of John.
Yeah.
Huh? Jesus told her she's been married 5 times and that one ain't your husband.
Yeah.
Huh?
You got
the one you got now ain't your husband.
Nope.
You see, we messing this thing up.
Yeah.
Amen.
The word now.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter, beginning at verse 15 through 21, he says, I sent you up as watchmen to warn the people.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Huh? We got to warn the people. The people are finna get ready and leave up out of here.
Yes.
This tornado is going to, they said this tornado is going to do something serious.
Mm.
It's going to tear up something. You know, it's going to tear up something for the president to get elected.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on us.
Mm.
Oh, God ain't playing with us.
That's
Church
right.
of Christ, we better wake up. All this
Amen.
Water coming through and drowning folks. They already done saw, they say there's 100-some people already done died from it, Brother Parker.
Mm. Yes, sir.
100 people.
Wow.
And they said 2 million people are on the highway coming this way and that way. Leaving Florida and Georgia and Louisiana. The water's
Amen.
Just down there.
Wow.
God is on the throne. Don't tell me what God can't do.
Amen.
I depend on God, Brother Parker, not on
Amen.
God.
Amen.
First elder.
Yes.
Boy, we better wake up.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
The world is dying, and we shouldn't have tried to accumulate the world up and leave it up. And a handbasket, and you always say, Brother Parker, the world is so sick now, they're trying to go to a psychiatrist and think they better get right with Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
But he done rejected my word, and when I'm judging these last days, God is judging now. He ain't waiting now.
Yes.
You're not ready. You're not going back. Oh, Lord, help us all.
That's right.
Oh, please help us. We in a world of
Man.
To realize it.
Mm.
Satan is just running to and fro throughout this earth.
Yeah.
Running around in a circle and just tearing up things and destroying this nation.
Amen.
All kind of nations being torn. The president changing it.
That's right.
Huh? I don't care who you elect now. Nobody can get it right but God.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
Better go back to the book and find out who can get it right.
Amen.
Huh? They had all these kind of problems back in the day. I was reading in the Old Testament how God had to deal with the children of Israel.
Yeah.
How he had
to
and bring them right. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now we the spiritual Israel. God got to straighten us up
and
bring us right.
Yeah. Amen.
Huh? We living in a world today, folks are dying and just leaving it. Funerals every day now, Brother William, all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Dropping like flies, Brother Parker. They're not staying
here.
Like, oh, look at here. I live to get such and such age. And God steady calling. And they're not even members of the Church of Christ.
Yeah.
Say it.
Yes, Lord.
Not even members of the Church of Christ.
Mm.
Why they can be saved. Everybody hollering. All the churches are going to heaven.
Mm.
I don't read that nowhere in the Bible.
That's right.
Amen.
If you a sinner, you a sinner, and you're going to hell like the Bible says.
Amen.
Yeah.
No ground to God's word.
Mm.
God sitting on the throne just looking at us. The Bible tells me in Isaiah 66:1-2, he's sitting on the throne. He said, he don't need you to build in no house.
Yeah.
The house is in heaven.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
All we got to do is do what he tell us.
Yes.
What is wrong with us, Brother William? If we that foolish, do we think we can outthink God? You sleep at night, God's still awake.
Amen.
Huh? Come to
Amen.
Me, Brother Parker.
Yes.
God is still awake.
That's right.
And we sleeping at nighttime. We don't know what's gonna happen to us.
Don't know.
Amen.
And we talking crazy. can't get along in the Church of Christ. We got brothers worrying to one another. We got brothers hating one another.
Yeah.
But I'm Church of Christ. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us.
Yeah.
Amen.
We won't pick up the book no more. We come with our little theology nonsense, and that's all it is, and we think we know it all and don't even know our name, hardly. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us all, Father. We're in trouble.
Yeah.
We're in trouble with the greatest king of all kings. The king of kings and all of Lord. Jesus Christ is the one, the only one.
Amen.
And we better get closer to God than we ever been before.
Amen.
Running out.
Yes.
Do you know time is running out, brethren?
Yes, sir.
We ain't got no long time. Yeah. We think because we live to get 60 to 90 to 100 years old, we are going to live a long time. That don't mean nothing to God.
Amen.
You got to get it right.
Amen.
If you die in your sin, John 8:21-24, you had it. You on your way to hell because Jesus said you can't come while I'm at.
That's right.
Amen.
Trouble. What's the problem?
Amen.
Along with one another down here. We better start loving one another down here.
Amen.
We better start preaching the gospel down here.
Amen.
And study worrying about all of this material wealth. God going to show us that going to dissolve from us.
Yes.
He's going to take it out of our own hands. And then what you going to do then? Huh? When he take that from out of your hand, what you going to do then?
Well.
Huh?
All right.
You see, we got folks so rich now, Brother William.
Yeah.
But they're dying poor. Huh? Hello, world.
Yes.
Dying poor.
Amen.
Ain't got a dime in the casket. But they're laying there in the casket.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, help us all. We preach this word now.
Mm-hmm.
Get the Bible out.
Yeah.
Do you know that the Bible is so rich that man can't handle it?
That's right.
Yes.
He can't handle it, Brother Parker, because he don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
It tells him the truth, but he refused the truth.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
man.
The Bible tells us what to do, how to do it, and we said, no, I'm not going to do it. Who are we?
Yeah.
We are nothing of the ground.
Man.
Our frame. Psalm 103 and verse number 15 through 18. God knows our frame, Brother William.
Yes.
He knows that we ain't nothing but stuff.
That's right.
And yet, we're playing around like we got all of it together and ain't got nothing.
Yes.
Huh.
Oh, Lord, help us all. The world is on its way to hell.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
It is like it is, brother. We are on our way to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
God, take my word and go preach it.
That's it.
Don't be playing with it. Time is up.
Right.
Amen.
Huh? Every time I look around for my own brother, I don't want to be around him. I don't want him up in my pulpit. Why do you get a pulpit? I thought it belonged to God. Because it is that pulpit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help us. So pay for it in the judgment when God gives us the judge. Bible on us. And we ain't did what he told us. Oh, Lord, we're going to pay for it. I don't want to go to hell, brethren.
Yes.
Amen.
Turn me loose. Just turn me loose. I got to preach the word.
That's it.
Amen.
Folks don't want to do right. Got folks sick in the church.
Yeah.
The Church of Christ is not even thinking like it used to think. I remember we used to have a gospel meeting.
Yeah.
We used to get together. What happened to this thing? Fathers and sons can't get along. Brothers and sisters can't get along. Mothers and daughters can't get along. Children can't get along. Look at the boy did the other day, Brother William.
Wow.
He shot his own father at home and then went to school and shot some kids up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's sad.
Now that's pitiful, Brother Parker. I remember on up the parents had the right to whoop you.
Yeah.
kids.
Yes.
But now the kid turning it around, beating up the parents. Mm.
Yes.
Shame. That's a shame before God. And we're going to be held accountable for that. My mother used to tell me for that. She said, son, if you ever get a fight, you start at the cradle.
Yeah.
Been that sacrifice young. You're out of under control. Oh, Lord, how much we need to go back to those days when the parents were telling you the right thing to do and you don't do it. Look here, Church of Christ. We need to go back to this book like they did.
Yeah.
Yes. The 8th chapter. They went back to the book, and the man stood up above the people and preached the word of God to them.
That's right.
And they stayed there for 6 hours and didn't complain about it, brother. We stayed for 45 minutes, and I'm ready to go home and eat.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, help us all. They stood for 6 hours, Brother Parker.
Amen.
And we can't even stand for 25 minutes. But I'm complaining.
Amen.
I wish Brother Johnson or Brother William or Brother Parker hurry up and get. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Just got to the middle and y'all ready to go. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. Don't want to listen to God's word.
Yeah.
We think we're smart. Mm. We are the computer age and we think we got it all wrapped up. Mm. But the same book will be open at the judgment.
That's right.
Yes.
Revelation chapter 20 through 15. And God's going to open his book. And oh, Lord, have mercy. I can just see what's on the page of inspiration.
Mm.
I can see what's on the pages.
Amen.
Or death.
All right.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. We better get it right down here.
Yes, sir.
Because you don't get it right here, brother, we on our way to hell.
Amen.
Against one another.
Yeah.
We can't get along. I don't love you. You don't love me.
Amen.
Better love one another.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Yes.
John 13, verse 34 and 35. He said, you better love one another. We got to love one another, brother. We got to get serious with God.
Yes.
We better get right. We better
get
God. Because we are on our way up out of here. I keep looking at this tornado on television. They say it's going to destroy half of the United States, Brother William. They're going to destroy it.
Wow.
They already talking about it. They said this storm going to tear up something. It just tore up half of Florida already. It's just broke it up. They were showing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going through Georgia. It may swing my ticket. Oh, we might get some of the debris of it. God let them know I'm in control. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy.
Father,
we need to be on our knees calling on the God of heaven. Said, Lord, have mercy on us. Help us to get our soul right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, have mercy, Father, on all of us in the church.
Amen.
Oh, please help us. The Apostle Paul and I could understand why they were preaching that gospel. Because they knew men wasn't going to do right. And they see God. But you know what? Let me tell y'all, good brother, something. I see God's hand working every day now.
All right.
I'm not talking about with the physical eyes, Brother Parker.
Amen.
I'm talking about the spiritual eyes. I'm looking at God's hand working.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy. Look how God was making it get dark, and then he would brighten it up again. Oh, look at God in the word now. You know what? God is getting the church straight now.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, he's going to get the Church of Christ on the track. He's
going
to get all the dead folks out the way. The church is going to pick up. Believe what I tell y'all, brethren. Brother Parker, Parker Jr., my God, I said my God and your God, going to get the church in order.
All right.
He's getting it in order now. He said, tired of it now. He's going to get it right. See, the devil cannot win. No, he can't win.
That's right.
You know why? I know that the devil can't win. Let me show you my
illustration.
Why God's going to do something for him. God's going to tighten that chain up for him. He's going to tighten it up. The church going to come right on through.
Yes.
You see right here, Brother Williams.
Yep.
God is going to turn it around.
That's right.
See, I know this. I saw last night, Brother Williams, we had 9 folks at our assembly last night.
That's right.
And that was quite a while. We hadn't had that many.
Yeah.
I saw that with my own eyes. Well, I counted them. I said, oh, we had a nice Bible study.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, we had some people
that
had questions.
That's right.
Huh?
Teaching faith.
Amen. Teaching faith last night.
Doctrine.
Oh, Lord, I think we got to go back to that faith and doctrine.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, God, we got to teach that word.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
Open the door to the church again. God's going to show us that he is in control, and he's going to show us Satan's hand, and Satan's going to have to bow himself.
Amen.
Huh? Oh, yeah, God can do something, Church of Christ. I know God can do something. You see, he's going to show us that the leaders that we select, he's going to straighten them up.
All right.
Amen.
God can straighten this country up. It ain't Donald Trump. It ain't Hillary. It's the saints going to straighten it up with God's approval by the prayer and the preaching of the gospel.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's how it's going to get straightened up.
That's
watch what I tell you. Watch what's going to happen. God said, he said, you want to be a disciple of mine? You got to go to work.
Amen.
You got to tell you to do.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, help us all. God going to do something here.
Mm-hmm.
When he do it,
our
eyes wide open.
Yes.
He got something for us to do. He ain't through yet. Oh, the devil's going to lose the battle again. Because he's the devil thought, well, I'll tear up anything. I'll make everything look wrong. Oh, no, the God's going to change the coats now. Going to change his color of the coat. And
right.
Watch what God's going to do. God's going to shake the nations up. I was looking at the world news, how the nations are hollering about, oh, God, what we going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, Brother Paul, oh, Lord, no, you don't tell me you won't call on God when trouble comes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you call on our God now.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
You won't call on our God, Brother William.
Yeah.
Oh, they wouldn't call on God, Brother William. Oh, don't tell me you won't call on the Father in heaven. Oh, yes, sir. You will call on Jesus Christ, the God of the universe. Oh, yes, sir. You're going to call on him. You call on him, you're going to come down on your knees. You're going to come down to back to earth where you belong. You're up too high, but you're coming down.
Yes.
I was listening to them when they were having these debates, Brother Parker. Every one of them was saying, may God bless you. Oh, don't tell me God ain't in the plan. Oh, yes, sir. God is in the plan, Brother Parker.
Yes.
I even heard Donald Trump say it. That money
is
going to be.
Need God.
Need God. Don't tell me you don't need God. We will fight no battle, and you ain't going to win it without God's approval.
Amen.
Jesus said in Matthew 16 and verse 18, he's up on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates will not prevail against it.
Right.
The devil cannot win against God's church. God's church is going to stay right here, and folks going to come into the church.
Mm-hmm.
See, God got to get all these, as we call them, dead flies and dead roaches out of here, and what?
When
it pick up, we got to get it right. We got to do what he did in Acts chapter 5, beginning at verse 20 through 25. When Peter went into the temple after he got out of the prison, went into the temple and taught the people.
Yes.
Oh, we got the book. Let's start teaching the people what God says. Let's go back to the book.
Amen.
And teach the people what God says.
Yes.
Not what we think and not what we feel, but what God says. God can leave it alone.
That's it.
We ain't got no business challenging God.
No.
Amen.
Can't win. God too powerful for you.
Yes, sir.
He too big for you, too wide for you, too broad for you, and too smart for you.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
You want to be like God, follow his way.
That's it.
Follow his way, Brother Parker.
Yes, sir.
Now, Mm-hmm. Follow the truth. Do exactly
Amen.
What he says.
Yeah.
Don't back down. Don't be afraid.
Amen.
Together. Work together.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in Exodus, the 14th chapter, when Moses was on their way out of the land of Egypt, I like to make Moses say that. He said, see the salvation of God work.
Yes, Lord.
God, again, watch what I say. We're going to see it because I believe it.
Amen.
I have confidence in God that to make the salvation work today just like he did in the days of Moses and Noah.
Mm-hmm.
He made the salvation work.
Amen.
There were 8 people that Noah days, and millions of people came across that Red Sea.
Amen.
And what happened to the enemy? They all drowned. All right.
Yeah.
You get rid of your sin the same way.
Wash
them away.
Amen.
In water.
Amen.
What is right? The Bible for every nation and every race of people. All we got to do is preach the word like God said.
Amen.
Go preach it. Go teach it.
Mm-hmm.
And spread it abroad. Don't worry about what folk think. You worry about
Amen.
What God will do. God is going to bless this nation by the few saints. God don't need a crowd,
Ooh.
Brother Parker.
Yes.
That God needs a crowd.
Ooh.
All he needs you to open your mouth.
Amen.
Amen.
Through it.
Faithful.
Huh?
Faithful. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
He'll speak through you.
Yes, sir.
He said, I'll give you a mouth full of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes,
look at us. Stephen, when he went up against those Pharisees and Sanhedrin and all of them, God gave him a mouth full of wisdom.
Yeah.
In Acts the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 1 through 60, he told him what to do, and he gave it to him, and the power behind that, they couldn't handle it.
No.
They couldn't handle it.
Amen.
They killed the man,
but
you know what? The word spreading more, huh?
Yes.
Oh,
Amen.
But you don't tell me God can't do something. God can take anything and make it work.
Yes, sir.
I look at myself, Brother Parker, a lot of times when I be sitting reading God's word. I said, God, I talk to him like I'm talking to you, Brother Parker. I said, use me. How you got me, huh?
Yes, Lord.
You know why you got me?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Brother Parker? You know what
you
got me.
Amen.
Don't let the God no kind of way.
Yeah.
Keep me at the front of the door where I can come on in and preach your word. Preach
Amen.
To the dying generation because the world is on its way to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
The world is on its way to hell. Satan done enlarged his borders.
Yeah.
Amen.
Stop with him. Oh, Lord, help us all.
Mm-hmm.
See, Satan's still with him. God's borders is already fixed.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it's enough.
God don't have to put his borders anymore.
It's enough.
It's enough. Go
Amen.
And go in and stay in.
Amen.
I remember saying in Psalms 23, the last verse there, he said, the house, he said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He was talking about I'll dwell in heaven forever.
That's it, with God.
I've heard people tell him, oh, he's never known no stir. He was talking about heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the house you want to get in.
Amen.
Now, if you don't want that house, then you don't want a house.
Hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
We got to pay for these houses down here, Brother Parker.
Yeah.
Even if you know on it, you're still paying for the house. You said, what you mean, Brother John? You're paying for the upkeeping.
Amen.
Amen.
They're falling down.
That's
right. You got to fix them, brother, will you? You got to go from this side outside to fix them. But when God builds your house, you ain't got to do nothing but live in it.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You better be trying to get in there.
Perfect.
Oh, Lord, help us. We need help down here.
Yes.
You know, I pray for all of us.
Amen.
I said, Lord, help us. We need help. Brother, we might have got it so good of a practice of it. I call on God all day long sometimes.
Amen.
You know what I'm about myself?
Amen.
I said, let's pray.
Yes.
that decide to pray. I said, Lord, help us all. We need help, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Help. Huh? I don't need help. I need God's help.
That's it.
If God can't help me, then there can't be no help now.
All right.
Amen.
Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, God. Have mercy on the Church of Christ. Please give us a chance to get it right.
Yes.
Amen.
To help us. It's so sad, brethren.
Yes.
I keep on looking at these tornadoes and wind, and it's getting worse and worse. And man thinks he's smart. This sin is just running like it's water on the ground. But you know what I learned, Brother Parker? As the more I read God's word, we must die.
We got to die
to meet Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, I think about what we talked, Brother William, when I said we sleep in the Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Say, God, we can go to sleep at that time when it needs to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Revelation 14, verse number 13.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, I don't want to die outside the Lord. No, sir. I don't want to die in sin, Brother Parker.
That's it.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's why I repent every day. I don't repent
every day.
I don't repent only on Sunday.
Amen.
I repent every day because I don't know what I've done or what I may be the thought of.
Yeah.
Sin is a forbidden nation.
That's right.
And we could be a sin.
Yeah,
I pray before I lay my head to the pillow. Oh, Lord, help us all.
Amen.
We got to pray.
Right,
I remember MC Hammer said, we got to pray just to make it today. Oh, that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
It might have been a word in this edit, but it was a true message in the song.
Yeah.
We got to pray to make it.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, Lord, help us all.
Yes.
Seeing what's going on. And you know what? God is letting us see this, Brother William.
Yeah.
He let this generation see this world go down. Let us know. But I'm going to hold it up. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
God letting us see this so we can stand on his word.
Yeah.
Amen.
God
putting the fear back in the nation now.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Respect.
Huh?
Yeah.
You're going to respect God. You're going to come to God humbly bowed in your heart.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's what we got to do. We got to come to God and walk with our God.
Amen.
Micah chapter 6 and verse number 8. Oh, Lord, help us all.
Mm-hmm.
And James chapter 4, 6 through 10. We got to walk humble with our God. Don't think you all of that. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I thank God for me and Brother William trying to work together.
Yes, sir.
It's all about together. It's not about a part like I'm trying to pull him out and he's trying to pull me away and all. It ain't about that. It's all about togetherness.
That's right.
Amen.
If all this old foolishness, that's gone.
Unity in faith.
Huh?
Yes.
And we can't get together now. When we going to get together, Brother William? It's too late.
After death, it's
amen.
Close the book then. God go open the book then, and then we're going to find out why we really stand there.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, help us, brethren. Help us. We need to pray.
Yes.
We need to get back with God. The churches of Christ today, oh, Lord, help us. We're looking at this judgment of the world. The world just moves slow.
Mm.
But I like the way God is. God saying, now you're going to listen to me.
All right.
You go listen to me.
Get your attention.
I'm going to get your attention now real good.
Yeah.
Show you what I'm going to do. Look at all these house fires, all this killing going on, all this murdering going on, all this suicide and mess going on. Church of Christ, I want you to get together. I want you to start preaching my word.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I had to today. A lady the other day said, oh, God was a man, but I had to correct her. God is a spirit.
Amen.
And we must pray in the spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Got to correct something, Brother Parker. We can't.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
We're going to have to start correcting some things. We got to tell God, look, we need your help. There's nothing wrong with asking God for help.
No.
The church has that right to ask God.
Yes.
What are we afraid of?
Mm.
The world is trying to watch him, and they don't get the answer like we do, and we won't even talk to God sometimes.
Mm.
We'll try to find out for ourselves.
Yeah,
Not for all ways for the women, and we move around, and we think we had Burger King or something. Your way.
Yeah.
Now, with God, you know.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Get it right, brethren.
Yes, sir.
Who are you
Amen.
Serving? Who are you serving? Are you serving God of heaven, or are you serving the God of the earth?
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. We better pray.
Amen.
We better get it together. We better show love. We better up on top of everything.
Yes.
I mean real love. I ain't talking about no little soft love like I love you, brother.
Yeah.
Away from you.
Yeah.
I'm talking about get closer than you ever
got
together and put it together. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to give you a chance to get it right there, boy. Give you a chance to get it right there while you at Brother Parker and Brother Parker the Fourth.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a chance. Now, we're going to open the door. God's going to open the door. The door is open. Now, the door is going to stay open because God decided to close it.
Amen.
And now, when God closed the door, then it's closed. They're going to get in and they're going to get
That's it.
Huh?
Sure. Amen.
Eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, help us all.
Help us.
Do you believe what it says, Radio Man?
Right.
Are you ready to repent?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and be buried with him in baptism. Acts 8:38 and Acts 2:38 and Acts 19:1-5. The Bible says I got to be buried with Christ.
That's right.
Romans 6:3-4. Colossians 2:1. It didn't tell me that I have faith only. Faith only will never get it.
Yeah.
We got too many people trying to teach faith only, brother.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yes, sir. We got people today, Brother Parker. It's sad.
Amen. Amen.
We got to preach the word. That's the reason why I'm doing what I got to do. I'm starting to ask people right here in the building, what church you go to? So we got to find out. I found out today what it was. I had never heard of the Rock Church. I hadn't heard of it. But now I don't know why that. Now, she told me why it was. I said, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about now. But, oh, Brother Parker, Lord help us. Oh, we got to shake this nation up. We got to shake this up. Apostle Paul in Romans, the 13th chapter, beginning at verse 11, he said, wake up out of thy sleep, since you have believed that salvation is already here. We got to wake the folk up, because they're dead.
Amen.
To know it. Are we going to keep on fooling around, or are we going to start preaching the word of God?
Amen. Preach.
Preach it. We got to preach the word, brethren.
Amen.
The people, what they must do to be saved and what they must do to stay saved. You
Amen.
See, we got to teach them the first principle and then teach them the second principle. We got to keep teaching until people have learned God. If we can get the people to learn God, we got it made. We don't need all this. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. Oh, we need help.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, sometimes I get to thank you, Brother Parker, when I'm riding in my wheelchair or sitting out there by the automobile. I said, Lord, help us. Look at our world. It's just folding up in sin. And I remember back in the days, Brother Parker, when me and you could talk for hours on the Bible. Now we can't talk 5 minutes, but I'll get mad.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, we used to talk for hours about the Word of God. Now, if we say 5 minutes, we ready to close the book. It's the same.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm going to turn it over to you, brethren. And if you, brethren, got something to say about this tonight, let us get it on. Brother Williams.
Brother Parker. Brother Parker.
Yeah.
Parker Jr.
Yeah.
Brother John.
Yeah.
This is Brother Williams, Hard Edition Church. Listen.
Yeah.
Look in our Bible. We turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 through 6. The Bible says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. Verse number 3. Verse number 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. See,
amen.
We walk in the flesh, but we don't walk according to the flesh. In
amen.
Christ, our responsibility is to show forth the glory, the grace, and the love of God, but we also have to walk disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of folks don't understand. You have to discipline yourself. You have to make yourself submit. That's what it's talking about, walking humbly with our God. We have to walk in submission to God.
Amen.
That Jesus said he's going to judge the words that he speaks. The word of God is going to judge us in the last day. As he mentioned, we are being judged in the church as saints of God.
Yes.
We're judged already by the word of God. We are subject to the word and will of God. The world and the worldliness, they're not walking in the spirit. They're not walking in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
They're not subject to the judgments of God right now. But one day, every soul is going to be subject to the final condemnation or the final judgment of God. And that's what the world look forward to. They don't know it. They don't recognize it. They're thinking about just living in this life. I was telling somebody today, telling a lady that we've been teaching, that people are all concerned about how they're going to make it in this life, and they're not concerned about the life that is coming up. They're not thinking about it. They're not thinking about what I need to do to get ready for eternity. Everything we do, seemingly, we try to get prepared for this life.
Amen.
We try to do all kind of preparation for this life.
Mm.
But when it comes to our soul, we just assuming that we all right. And then we got false teachers. Lord have mercy. We got false. We talked about it in our Bible study last night. We got all these false teachers and false ministers, false prophets. False apostles. Even Satan himself is a false Christ. He made himself appear to be an angel of light. He's trying to show up like Jesus. He got ministers that he's teaching. He's directing their mind. And they trying to preach like they were ministers of Christ. They claiming Jesus. All the churches of Christ. Well, what are you doing? You lying against everything that is God. You are lying when you say that all these churches belong to Christ. You don't have to be baptized to be saved. We just proved those who were in the ark were saved by water.
Amen.
Those who were not in the ark were washed away. Sin is washed away.
Amen.
The worldliness is to be washed away. You got to get rid of that body. It can't be removed by your own hand and by your own mind.
Amen.
It has to be removed by the power of God in your life.
Amen.
You can't do it yourself. So how can you save yourself in that way? The only way you can save yourself is to obey God's commandment and be saved according to the gospel. The gospel says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe the gospel, you can't be saved. If you believe the gospel, you're going to obey the gospel. See, people say, well, I believe the gospel. Have you obeyed the gospel?
Amen.
The gospel has a command to obey. We have to obey God through faith. Without faith, you can't do nothing to please God. You can't do, nothing you can do that's going to satisfy God if it's not done according to faith. We're not talking about according to belief. We're talking about according to faith. Faith means according to the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Believe that green is blue. But that's not faith for God. We have to believe in the gospel. People say, well, I believe in God.
Amen.
Believe in God. Amen. You must walk and live and obey as though you believe in God. Saying I believe in God does not prove. There's no proof, no evidence of my faith in God. Evidence is by my work.
Yes.
That is what I do in obedience to God. That's your work. That's the work gonna follow you all the way to eternity. That's the work that's going to be reckoned with by God's word. If it's not according to the word of God, you can't be saved by it. So whatever we do according to faith, that is, it must be according to the written word of God.
Amen.
We spoke all the time. If it ain't written in God's word, it's not the truth. It's not the revelation of God if it's not written in God's word. How can you be saved in a religious faith and a religious doctrine and a religious church by a religious teacher and ain't nothing taught or spoken of in the Bible? The word of catechism or the Catholic Church or the Catholic Pope or the Catholic Father, Catholic priest. There's nothing in the Bible about that being acceptable or a part of the spiritual family or kingdom of God. Nevertheless, that billions of people who are being taught and who believe that they're on their way to heaven because they believe in the Catholic religion. The Pope is married to Christ. The Peter is the foundation of the Catholic Church. There's a 52-point doctrine about the deity of Mary. She is the mother of God. All kind of bullshit.
People
this stuff and think that they're serving God. Satan, Brother Johnson said, Satan doing a good job of deceiving men. He is the deceiver above all deceivableness. That's what you have in Satan. He's a liar from the beginning. He is the father, that is, he is the producer. He is a creator. He is a generator of lies.
Amen.
He is the original liar.
Yes.
You got people who follow Satan. You got people walking around talking about, well, the Spirit of God directed me, is directing me to this church, and the church that it's directing you to is not even a church that is spoken of in the Old or the New Testament Bible. It's not even in the Bible. The name of it is not in the Bible.
Amen.
The doctrine of it is not in the Bible. You're going to get the Holy Ghost. What do you mean you're going? We have to go to church to get the Holy Ghost. In the New Testament, the church comes to assembly and worship. We do not go to church, but rather we are the church that goes to worship.
Amen.
To worship God.
That's it.
Now, the church that we worship in, the church that we are, the fellowship we are, is the church of Christ.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Is self-explanatory. Church of Christ means the church that belongs to Christ.
Amen.
It's the one he built. It's the one he's the head of. It's the one that he's married.
Amen.
It's the one that he is the God of. It's the kingdom.
That's it.
But you got people going to all kinds of churches. One of our ministerial scholars said that there are over 600 named denominations. That's 600 different points of faith and belief that are not the same.
Well,
we all one in Christ. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 10, the only way we are one in Christ is that we are one in mind, in spirit, in judgment, in faith. We are united. We are the same.
Amen.
We have the same mind and the same judgment. We got to speak the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take, but you know, you ought to test it. See, we got to test every spirit. Huh?
Yep.
That's what Paul taught Timothy to do. Test every spirit to see whether it's a spirit of God. James, I believe, said that. So what we do is let's put it to the test. If all these churches belong to Christ, why is it that Baptists are not Catholics? Why do they not in their faith and doctrine? A Baptist will tell you, I don't agree with everything the Catholics agree with.
Mm-hmm.
The Jehovah's Witnesses don't agree with everything that the Baptists agree with. None of them, the Methodists and the Episcopalians, don't agree on everything. Mm-hmm. We have disagreements, yet we claim that we are one in the same.
Mm-hmm.
There is no division in 1 Corinthians 1 and 11. Christ is not divided. Therefore, all of these divisive and divided churches and doctrines that claim to be Christ are lying.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't come from God. They came from man. And they're going to hell. And those who are in these churches are going to hell in these churches because the churches are going to hell. Jesus said that every plant that my Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Jesus was not talking about corn, cotton, and beans. He was talking about religious division, religious doctrines, religious churches. And we need to recognize that the principles of God's Word and His New Testament does not agree with the principles that mean the same. Baptism is for the removal, the washing away, and the cleansing from our sins. If you are not baptized into Christ, you cannot be saved.
Amen.
Nor can you be accounted as being saved by God.
That's right.
No matter what men say, no matter how they want to make you feel good about your so-called faith in God, unless you comply with what is written in the Word, it does you no good.
Amen.
Lie. You cannot obey a lie and be saved by the truth.
That's
there's
right.
No such a thing.
Amen.
We have taught people, Brother Johnson and I both, we have taught people and we still teach people that they know that they have not obeyed the truth. They want to hold on to what they have believed, thinking that I'm going to be saved anyway because their pastor said so, because their reverend said so, because that's what their parents believe all their life. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to walk according to the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 12. We got to walk according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh. We got to recognize that the weapons of our warfare, we fight in the fight of faith. But what you going to fight with? I'm not going to fight with my wisdom. I'm not going to fight with my anger. I'm not going to fight with my jealousy. I'm not going to fight with my street wisdom. I'm not going to fight with my envy. I got to fight with the Word of God.
Yeah.
I got to fight the fight of faith with truth. The fight of faith is a fight against sin, Satan and sin, and everything that opposes God's Word. That's what the fight is against. My fight is not against you, Brother Parker, or you, Brother Parker the Fourth, or you, Brother Brown. My fight is not against my fellow man. It's against Satan and sin. But you know what?
Amen.
We got to talk to our people. We got to save them from the fire.
Yes, Lord.
Fires of hell. they
yes,
the truth, and we got to save them from the power. And the only way we can do it, we got to tell them the truth. We got to charge
Amen.
To obey the truth.
Amen.
We have to command
Amen.
Them to obey the truth, not obey
yes.
me, obey God. I'm not the author of this word. The Bible was written thousands of years before I ever was born. The Bible
yeah.
was many, many years. It was completed thousands of years before I was ever born.
Man.
The problem is men have to accept the Bible.
That's it.
We have to prove all things by the word.
Amen.
Not by my education, not by what the scientists say, but by what God says. That's how we have to prove it.
Amen.
If more men would choose to serve God,
Amen.
And more Christians would choose to be sincere and faithful to God. See, faithfulness, we don't have to be great in numbers. Jesus wasn't looking for great numbers. He was looking for great faith. He often told his disciples,
Amen.
Yes. God is looking for great faith. If you've got great faith, you can do great things for the Lord. And that's what we're looking forward to in the church. We got to have great faith. We teach the church we got to be great in faith. We got to be rich in faith. And we can do anything that God has commanded us to do.
Amen.
To radio, those of you in radio land, as well as to our brethren in Christ who are on this phone call, who are on the air, we want you to know that it's important that we fully and we faithfully embrace
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, his doctrine, his will, and let's go to work to be sincere about it. Let's
Amen.
Tell folks. Don't let folks. They doing wrong, they saying wrong, they talking to you. Don't just let them go along with it and let them believe they're all right. Tell them the truth.
Yeah.
It might hurt their feelings for a moment, but it's better for them to have their feelings hurt and know the truth than to find out after it's too late that you knew the truth and you wouldn't tell them.
Amen.
Turn it back over to you, Brother Parker. God bless us all.
Yes, sir. And we appreciate you all coming on and dealing with it. This is what we're going to have to do now. And I'm so glad you came up with that idea. The point we were talking about earlier, a couple of two or three months ago, we were talking about as the sins increase, what God was going to do here to this country. We've had these things that are happening now. And this is one of the worst hurricanes they've ever had in history coming this way. And as we look at the news, we see that it should go on and hit part of Florida tonight and go on. And they double the amount of people that were killed on the islands. We are headed for disaster as a nation. And just not a hurricane, but there are other things that are happening in this country, all because we have been identified in Romans chapter 1, thinking ourselves to have become wise, we have become fools in America.
Yeah.
And all sin has broken loose. And when you close with the book of Romans 1, chapter 1, all that hell and foolishness was going on at that time. So we have a lot to face. We have to keep preaching that doctrine, because now is the time. Churches are falling away and going on. These things are happening now. But Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Ooh, that makes me feel so good. And you brothers are really stirred up tonight. And we'll be looking forward to hearing you next week again. May God
yes,
bless you all. Brother Johnson, would you give us a good prayer, sir?
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this hour that you have given us
Thank
to come
Amen.
To the station and praise you, Father. Help us to do better for the future, Father. Help us
yes.
to glorify you. Help us to put you first, Father.
Yes.
We
Amen.
Know we can be rebuilt, Father, through your ministry.
Amen.
All you got to do is we work together
yes.
and pull
Amen.
This out of sin and preach
yes.
the gospel to everyone
yes.
that
yes.
Help us to have
yes.
that sincere love, Father, that we need for the church.
Amen.
Father God, we know that the church is falling, but we know that you're not going to let it go to hell, Father, because you
Amen.
Are God.
Yeah.
And we know that we can stand on your word. We can depend on
Amen.
Your word. You've been so wonderful to us.
Yes.
We thank you for your word. We thank you for Brother Parker, the first, Sonny the third, and Brother Parker, the fourth, and Brother
Amen.
Brown. Thank you for Brother Leroy Williams, Father. We
yes.
pray that
Amen.
You will bless these brethren. Pray that you will bless me, Father.
Yes.
Pray that
yes.
you will be with us, Father. Help us to take this nation back and do what is right, Father. In Christ's name we pray.
Good night, brethren. God bless. Yes.
Look forward to seeing you all next week. By the grace
of God. Amen. Amen.
Have a blessed week, brother.
You all blessed week, too. Yes.
All right.
All right.